listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. Central Vic and Sunraysia homeowners may soon have to shell out for upgrades for their fridges and stoves as Spring Street looks to introduce minimum energy efficiency standards for our household appliances. Landlords too may be hit with the bill, which could be in the thousands, as homeowners may be forced to replace old gas appliances with more environmentally friendly ones. Meantime, Victoria's Consumer Action Law Centre has welcomed a recent proposal from the Essential Services Commission to reduce the power bill's default offer by 6.4%. However, the centre would like to see it dropped further. CEO Stephanie Tonkin says they're seeing greater levels of energy debt across the state.
And we're also hearing about energy retailers not meeting all of their obligations under the payment difficulty framework, including offering concessions to people who are entitled to receive some relief on their energy bills.
A 13-year-old K-flat boy has been arrested over that ram raid in Bendigo from earlier in the week. Police allege he stole a car before ramming it into three Hargreaves Street businesses. He's been charged with aggravated burglary, theft of a motor vehicle and criminal damage and was directly presented to a children's court. And there are big community concerns about the alarming rate of homelessness across Mildura. The Sunraysia Daily reporting that in the past 2 years, close to 400 employed people sought help from local services. A top-of-the-table clash is on the cards in round 3 of the Sunraysia Footy League. Wentworth is playing host to Merbein. The two clubs are currently second and first, respectively, on the ladder. And in Bendigo footy, Gisborne will be playing their first home game of the season against Maryborough, while Strathfield Zay and Eaglehawk face off at Triple M Park.